It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret. There's been a flurry of news and political ads related to the presidential race, but of course that's not the only game in town this year, even if it feels like other campaigns are being overshadowed. Our news department here at Wisconsin Public Radio has a new resource for voters. The news team compiled a survey of candidates around the state. You can see each candidate's answers and positions at wpr.org/election2024. The outcomes of these races could determine the future of issues like reproductive rights, how much you pay in taxes, marijuana legalization, availability of affordable housing, gun rights, and more. And with new legislative maps, the race for the state legislature, especially the assembly, may be more competitive this time around. Sean Johnson is WPR's State Capitol Bureau Chief. Sean, thanks for being with us.
Hey, Rob. Thanks for having me.
And Bridget Bowden is Special Projects Reporter at WPR. Bridget, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
Bridget, a lot of issues, of course, at stake in this year's election. In this candidate guide, where did the questions come from? How did you narrow it down?
So we have actually been collecting responses over the past few months from people all over the state on our website to questions like, what questions do you have for the candidates? What could elected officials do to make your community a better place? And we looked at those answers and we saw what people care about. And this was hundreds of answers over the past several months. And that is what we asked the candidates about. And we asked, about all sorts of different topics, everything from climate change to abortion law, even some more national issues for some of the federal races. And all of those questions came directly from, the people of Wisconsin who told us what they care about.
And that's a little different. A lot of times in the media, we come up with a list of questions. Why was it important to reach out to the people of Wisconsin to generate this list of questions for candidates?
Yeah, so this is a part of our America Amplified election engagement effort this year. America Amplified is a partnership between dozens of public radio stations across the country, and it's really an effort to engage with voters and find out, what is important to folks this election season and, make sure that we in the media are not the ones driving the narrative.
And Sean, as you look at the things that came from listeners and then the questions that ended up going to these candidates, I mean, a lot of them, I think, are expected. Were there ones that stood out to you as maybe ones that we didn't think would be at the top of people's minds or we don't expect as the big political issues here in Wisconsin?
Well, I think, one that was kind of at the top of the list in terms of what people volunteered was the environment and followed by healthcare. So these are definitely issues that we know about on a national and statewide level. I mean, they're part of the debate, obviously. But when you hear polling on what the top issues are of the day, that's not often at the top of the list. So, I mean, you got to think about kind of the way that we did things through this project versus the way somebody like Marquette University Law School poll does stuff when it comes to issues. This survey for us was a chance for people to just tell us, hey, what's on top of your mind? What's the big issue for you? And so environment, healthcare, education, economy kind of came up in that order. When somebody like Marquette polls people on the issues, they decide the issues ahead of time. They've got like eight and they ask people, how do you rank these? And so in that setting, the economy, immigration, and abortion policy are the top three.
Bridget, that's how we got the questions. What has the response rate been looking like when it comes to answers? Of course, not every candidate will respond to every questionnaire that comes their way, but I saw quite a bit of response when I went through the website.
Yeah, I want to make sure to mention that this guide is for all federal and state races. So that's, the race for president, U.S. House, U.S. Senate, and both houses of our state legislature. So that's hundreds of races, hundreds of candidates. And we had more than half of them return our survey. So I think that's pretty good.
I want to focus in on the race for the legislature, a topic very familiar to the two of you from the Mapped Out podcast. Our legislative maps have changed again in Wisconsin. And Sean, things are a little different this time around. Bring us up to date on the maps we're actually voting on in November.
Things are incredibly different this time around in the race for the state assembly, where, for the last 14 years or so, there basically hasn't been a race for the state assembly. Ever since Republicans took over control of state government in 2010, They drew maps in 2011 that cemented their advantage, got even more Republican in the 2021 round of redistricting. And what you have now is in 2023, liberals took over the Wisconsin Supreme Court. They overturned those maps, put it back to the legislature and Governor Tony Evers to draw a map of their own if they wanted to. A lot of people didn't think that would happen, but it did. The legislature ended up passing a map that was drawn by Governor Tony Evers, and that map in the state assembly is very competitive. If you just break it down in terms of which seats lean Republican and which seats lean Democrat, it is ever so slightly Republican, but either party could win this race. Just to kind of put it in perspective, if Governor Tony Evers had been the candidate in all these assembly districts in 2022, Democrats would have had a majority in this map. But Republican Ron Johnson also won a majority in this map. That's how close it is. And that's why you're going to see a lot of attention paid to these campaigns for the legislature this year.
Bridget, any talk about getting the band back together and doing another mapped out episode, maybe after this election?
We'll have to see what happens with the maps and with the election.
We are talking about the November election here in Wisconsin and a new WPR candidate guide based on questions that the people of Wisconsin put forward. We have special projects reporter Bridget Bowden with us and State Capitol Bureau Chief Sean Johnson. Bridget, we were just talking about the importance of these state legislative elections for Wisconsin with these new maps. What kind of questions were you asking candidates for the state legislature, again, generated by our audience, by the people of Wisconsin?
Right. So we did ask candidates for all the different races, questions that were, specific to their office. So we wouldn't have asked candidates for the assembly a question about the Middle East, for example. So for our state house candidates, we asked them about what they would do about the environment, what sorts of abortion policy they support. We asked them about, let's see, the cost of living, all sorts of issues that are really at the top of minds of people across Wisconsin.
And Bridget, how much depth did candidates, especially at that state level, go into in their answers?
So we did have a character limit. So, there was only a certain amount of space. It was a generous character limit, I should say, though. I would say that it depends on the candidate. Some of them went very in depth on every single question, gave us long answers, and some of the answers were a bit shorter. But we did write the questions in a way that sort of required candidates to get kind of specific. So I hope that these answers, are helpful to folks as they maybe are trying to decide who to vote for.
Oh, hey, Bridget, I should say, if there's a candidate out there listening or their staff are saying, oh no, we never responded. Are you still taking responses to these
Yes.
questionnaires?
Yes, we absolutely are. We would love, we've had more than half of candidates respond, and we'd love to get that number up even more. So we will still be taking responses now through the election.
Now, Sean, we talked about how the legislative maps are going to change things this time around in Wisconsin elections. You recently wrote a piece about state campaign finance laws, big change under Republican control in 2015. What was the origin of that? How has it played out this year?
Yeah, this was also something that Republicans did when they controlled everything. So they had big majorities in the legislature, and Scott Walker was the Republican governor. So they got to decide basically how the world of campaign finance was going to look in Wisconsin. There had been a lot of recent federal court decisions that suggested, some pretty bluntly, that Wisconsin's laws were too complicated, unconstitutional. And so Republicans said, we're going to start fresh. They drew up laws that included one that gave political parties an immense amount of power in Wisconsin to raise unlimited funds, and also legislative campaign committees to raise unlimited amounts of funds and to transfer unlimited amounts of funds. So what that means in practice is, if you are giving to a candidate for the state assembly, if you're a donor, you can max out at $1,000. You can't give any more than that. Those are the limits. But if you have millions of dollars to spend and you want to get involved in the political process in Wisconsin, you can give millions of bucks to the state party or one of the state parties or one of the legislative campaign committees, and then they can transfer that money to the candidates. And so you see just massive amounts of money flowing through these committees to these candidates. And I think to a lot of people's surprise, it's been Democrats who have by and large won the fundraising race in the last couple of elections.
Do we know, I know the reports come in even after Election Day. Do we have a sense of how that fundraising is playing out so far in 2024?
So far in 2024, it's been a big Democratic Party of Wisconsin advantage. I will say, though, that because there's lots of ways that money can find its way into the political system, I don't think you can look at that and say, you know, that they are winning the race, period. I think they're winning the race, this element of the race. For example, there's new numbers out today that show that Republican donors, big Republican donors, actually gave more money to the legislative campaign committees that go to Republicans. So there's lots of ways for money to get into these races this time around. I think just Democrats have been a bigger force than the party expected back when these laws were rewritten back in 2015.
And Bridget, we mentioned that candidates can still respond to the questionnaires. You mentioned that America Amplified project where we're asking people to weigh in on what they want to hear from candidates. The questionnaire is already done, but people could still weigh in, right? They could still participate, and it might shape our news coverage or our coverage here on Wisconsin Today. How can people still give that kind of feedback to us?
Yep. So you can find the web form where you can weigh in at WPR.org/election2024. Another cool thing about that form is if you have a question about how to vote in Wisconsin, or, you know, a question about how to register or any of those mechanics, you can submit that question right there and we will answer it for you.
Bridget, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
And Sean, thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Rob.
Been talking to Bridget Bowden, special projects reporter at WPR, and Sean Johnson, WPR State Capitol Bureau Chief. They were with us today to share WPR's new candidate guide for the November election and what's at stake when voters go to the polls this fall. You can find that candidate guide online at WPR.org/election2024. That's WPR.org/election2024.